For several hours this morning, two of the sky's most brilliant objects are meeting. From our perspective, Venus is passing in front of the sun. People on parts of the east coast of the United States had to get up early to see that. It'll be over in about 40 minutes. The best views are in Asia, parts of Europe, and Africa, and that explains why Dave Eicher is in Luxor, Egypt today. Mr. Eicher is the editor of Astronomy Magazine, and Mr. Eicher, I hope the sun is out where you are.
The sun is out. There's no chance of cloud. It is very, very hot, I can tell you, however.
What can you see?
I'm on the Nile and looking across the river and into the Valley of the Kings, which contains, of course, the tomb of Tutankhamen.
And what can you see in the sky?
Well, we've seen a terrific event, which until today, no one who is alive has ever seen, because, as you know, the last one happened in 1882, and we have seen a vivid picture of the sun looking, of course, through filters on binoculars and telescopes, and even with the naked eye looking through mylar film as an orange disk with a tiny little very sharp black dot moving slowly across it.
And I want to clarify that because people may be rushing out of their homes to get a look at this. You should not look directly at the sun without some protection, correct?
You certainly cannot, and you can't, as happens during a solar eclipse, during totality, when you can look at the sun unfiltered. This is an event you cannot look at without proper filtration.
Now, this is exciting, I know, for sky watchers, but what do you learn from an event like this?
Well, you don't learn a lot scientifically from this because years ago, in past transits in the 19th, 18th, 17th centuries, the big question on the table then was timing this and using Kepler's laws of planetary motion and figuring out what the distance was to the sun. Of course, we know that now, and then the distance to Venus. So it's really an amateur astronomer's event. However, professional astronomers are using this same transit technique now to find planets around other stars that are nearby neighbors to the sun, and the catalog of extrasolar planets around us in the galaxy is now exceeding 120 bodies.
Now, you said Venus is a little dot passing in front of the sun right now from your perspective.
It is. It's a very sharp little black dot that is moving slowly across, and most of the event is now over. As you said, it'll be over in about 40 minutes, so we're going to have the contact of Venus, which is only about 3% as wide as the diameter of the sun. So it's a very small black dot, but it's exciting for amateurs, too, because something that we have now is we have the ability to look at the sun in hydrogen alpha light, which is something that a transit of Venus has never been seen in. And so you can look and get a sort of a fiery red image of the sun with the black dot of Venus with prominences. There are several very, very nice prominences, solar storms that are shooting off the edge of the sun, which you can see in this very narrow wavelength of light, which amateurs are very excited about today because they've seen this kind of thing for the first time ever.
Features of the sun that would be there whether Venus was in the way or not.
That's right. The sun is always, of course, sending out bursts of energy and very large tongue-like prominences of gas coming off of it. This kind of activity, which ebbs and flows, has never been seen, of course, during a transit of Venus. And so seeing all of that as a combination package is leaving amateur astronomers drunk with happiness today.
And just so I know, are there a lot of people who have come to where you are in Egypt to see this?
There are several groups here. We're right in the near the Luxor and Karnak temples here on the East Bank, and there are several groups of amateur astronomers. Astronomy Magazine's tour, we have about 68 people with us, is one of several, and there are a lot of people over here looking at it, and so many of the local Egyptians are wondering what all the fuss is about until they come up and join us on the roof of the hotel and see for themselves.
Well, we'll let you get back to viewing for those last few minutes. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much for having me.
Dave Eicher is editor of Astronomy Magazine. He's speaking with us from Luxor, Egypt, where he's been watching a rare transit of Venus across the sun. If you miss it, images are at npr.org.